WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A 14-year-old is facing a murder charge in New Jersey's largest city. Authorities say he killed Newark police officer Joseph Escana in a Friday night shooting. Mayor Roz Barakas said,
"We just have to do a better job. I have to do a better job. Our families have to do a better job. The community has to do a better job at making sure that our children are not handling guns in the street, shooting at police officers."
Five people are in custody. Another officer was shot and suffered non-life-threatening injuries. At least 20 people died in overnight Russian strikes across Ukraine, following the U.S. cutting off Ukraine's access to commercial satellite data, as the White House urges Ukraine to accept a peace agreement. After a week of uncertainty over President Trump's proposed trade war, he added more uncertainty Friday, threatened to impose tariffs on Canadian dairy and lumber, saying it's retaliation for Canadian policies. This is ABC News. An alleged trio of spies from the U.S. military are facing espionage charges, says ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
The FBI claims an active-duty Army soldier, Jin Zhao, along with another active-duty soldier at a military base in Washington State, of engaging in a conspiracy to profit from selling secrets to the People's Republic of China. The FBI suspects the men and an Army veteran pilfered an encrypted military computer, 20 hard drives, some classified as secret and top secret, and shared details about U.S. armored vehicles and a sophisticated long-range missile system known as HIMARS, now being used in Ukraine.
The nation's largest military installation is, once again, Fort Bragg. The formal recommissioning held yesterday after the name was changed to Fort Liberty in 2023. Originally named in honor of Confederate General Braxton Bragg, the Pentagon now says the North Carolina Fort honors Private Roland Bragg, a Silver Star recipient. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Abortion is currently legal in Wisconsin. A judge made that ruling in 2023, about a year after Roe v. Wade was overturned. While some states have added abortion rights to their constitutions, others have enacted strict abortion bans. New research shows when states have these bans in place, it hurts their economy. Mike Moen reports.
The Institute for Women's Policy Research is out with a new study that includes survey data from 10,000 adults. The authors say one in five respondents planning to have children has moved or know someone who has to another state because of reproductive care restrictions in their current location. The Institute's Melissa Mahoney says it shows banned states will likely see some of their workforce talent flow elsewhere.
The labor markets in states that protect abortion tend to be more welcoming for women with higher wages, greater access to health insurance, also a stronger labor force participation.
These findings mirror results from a similar study issued earlier this year by the National Bureau of Economic Research. Mahoney says their research indicates it isn't just a problem for state policymakers. She notes that businesses should also be worried about a talent drain, with survey respondents wanting them to prioritize care access.
Many, in addition, are asking more of their employers in terms of reproductive health care benefits, in terms of speaking out against abortion restrictions in their states.
According to the findings, 57% of respondents say they're more likely to apply for or accept a job with reproductive health care benefits as part of the offer. And in South Dakota, 65% of adults think employers should provide financial assistance for child care.
That's Mike Moen reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunny and breezy, highs in the upper 40s. Clear tonight, 27, sunshine and mid-50s for Sunday. Nice on Monday, sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, 57. Wednesday's high around 53.
Right now, 35.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the news of the weekend and also discuss Ukraine, why what's happening there matters here in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We will not bow down to injustice. We will not bow down to exploitation. I'm gonna stay.
You are listening to your girl, Brandi Grayson, on the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX. Today, we are honoring Black people and the ending of Black History Month here on the Black Conversion Show with your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest, okay? I am super excited to be back in the studio, and it's super excited. It's March, right? The beginning of March as we wrap up Black History Month. Okay, so today we're going to start off our show a little different. Y'all don't know who that is. That's Queen Latifah. That song came out in 1995, I think. And it's a song with about 60 Black hip-hop artists, women, and R&B singers. And it's a freedom song. And I don't think I really heard it before, so I wanted to introduce y'all to it. Google it. YouTube it. It's pretty powerful. You got your girl MC Light. If you know anything about hip-hop, you know those were our sister soldiers back in the day. That's the music I grew up on. I know we now like, you know, Cardi B and Nicki Minaj and Glorilla. And I mad respect to all of those hip-hop artists. But back in the day, there was a different way of telling the story of the struggle of people known as Black and the story of the Black experience. So go back in your hip-hop, 70s, 80s, 90s. I don't think hip-hop can touch the 90s. I think I grew up in a very privileged era of Black music. So anyway, today we're giving homage on the Black Conversion Show to all Black people. I want to start the show with acknowledging a fact that I want you guys to put in your brain and Google it. Okay, so I want you guys to know that 70%, because you know, the data matters, I don't know if you know this, but 70% of all master degrees in the United States are held by Black women. I just want you to sit on that as we also kick off the, what is it this month? Women History Month, right? Like honoring women in history. So think about that. About 70% of all master's degrees are held by Black women. And there's another fact for you. 60% of all doctorate degrees are held by Black women and Black men combined, 60%. So I don't know if y'all know this, but people known as Black be killing the game. And we be killing the game in spite of where we starred, in spite of being considered less than, inferior, less intelligent, all of that stuff. And it just, the thing that makes me so excited when I start contemplating what people known as Black have not only endured but thrived in is our abilities, our magnificence, our competence. And when we know who we are and what we've achieved, then it just allows me as an individual and folks that I teach to have a different level of appreciation of who you are and inspiration for where you can go. Because, and I know my folks don't do religion all the time, but understand this, God made no mistake when it came to people known as Black, because ain't no way. Ain't no way we've achieved what we've achieved given where we started and where we're currently at without being magnificent. And I know that probably is making some of our listeners of the Black Convergence Show uncomfortable, but get uncomfortable, untie your, loosen your pants, take off your shoes and breathe, okay? Because the facts are the facts. People known as Black have started with nothing and we continue to achieve just brilliance and excellence. And let's play this clip real quick, Luke, because I'm going to let this Black man summarize what I'm saying in a different kind away, because I know y'all like to hear my voice, but let another person tell the story for a second about the brilliance of people known as Black starting in a place of nowhere, I would say ground zero in America. And then today we're also going to talk about how Trump came into office and how the excellence and the brilliance of people known as Black has been used to program other folks out, you know, to vote in ways that is against themselves. So we'll get in a little bit of that today. And again, it is Pisces month. Okay. And I don't know if y'all noticed, but I am a Pisces. So we're going to get into my birthday too. And I am fine and 45. And that's another reason I love being Black, because Black don't crack. Do you see me, people on Facebook? Do you see how brilliant and excellent I am and how beautiful I am? Okay. I know enough. Okay. It's my ego. All right. Look, let's go on with our clip here on the Black Convergence Show on 92.7 FM.
You go all around the world and smash up everything that other civilizations built, loot what they built, pillage, steal, even steal their ideas and their concepts and their philosophies. And then you sit on top of this mountain of stolen goods and declare yourself to be rich because of your own merit. And imagine telling this lie to your children, to your own children, to your grandchildren, generation after generation. How do you think that's going to go? You didn't invest in creating actual merit. You cheated, you lied, you stole, you brutalized. And then you tell your own people that everyone else in the world has nothing and you have everything because of how much better you are than everyone else. How long is that lie sustainable? I mean, these are people who actually have civilizations, who actually created and built and accomplished and didn't just pillage and plunder. And there's still those people today, even though you have oppressed them, they're still those same people. And you're still the way you are. I mean, a good example actually is African Americans. I don't know if you can think of a people who were more held back, more deprived, more sabotaged than African Americans. You took everything away from them.
Uh-oh, what happened? Did we have another buffering challenge here? Buffer on the Firefox.
No, this was just regular Facebook. You know, having its own hard time. I can try to clean it up in the edit.
It's okay. Well, can we get it to restart there, Luke?
I'm trying.
Okay, cool, y'all. So, and it's so funny because it was just getting to the good part. Who watching us and sabotaging us? No.
I got a couple of ideas.
So anyway, so one thing he did say is that we steal those people, right? And what he meant is that the American dream, the American Western idea of who white people are is built on lies. And I know, again, this is an uncomfortable conversation, but you folks have written history to benefit them. And it has been written in a way that creates this prototype of humanity represented as white man first and then white woman second. And that's part of what we consider to be a privilege, meaning that what I tell folks on my board, because, you know, I always want to speak directly from my experience, that you can ask for things that I could never ask for. You can go into a room and say, hey, I need you to do this thing for this organization or this person. And folks won't even ask you to demonstrate, explain, perform, juggle knives and do A, B, and C. They'll just say, OK, cool, Becky, I can do that for you. And that's a privilege. That's a privilege connected to your whiteness, which is predicated on this prototype of humanity that people known as white aren't mediocre, even when they're mediocre. And I say that because we literally, y'all, not me, and I don't even think he won, to be honest. That's my conspiracy theory. I think Trump cheated. He told you over and over again that y'all don't even need to vote for him because he's going to win. And he did, right? But anyway, that's a whole nother conversation. However, y'all voted for a man that cannot even put a sentence together. He's a narcissist. He says things that makes no sense. He allowed another man, a billionaire, Elon Musk, to take over the Oval Office, and he just sits there and smile. We've heard on the Black Conversion Show right here on 92.7 FM, we've heard the clips where Elon Musk's 10-year-old son told President Trump that he was not the president and he need to shut the F up. And y'all ain't even concerned about it, because the only thing folks are worried about is having the white power back. And you don't even want to say it out loud. You pretend it's other things, like he's going to save us billions of dollars. You know what he's going to save you? Nothing. He's going to cost you everything. And the people who will be most affected is rural, poor white people. Those avocados you like, those seeds, the stores you like to go to, the quick trips in your neighborhood will no longer be able to maintain the cheapness that they have in their products, right? That's on the shelves. And I know, because I love Quick Trip, but I know all through Wisconsin in rural areas, you find a Quick Trip. Our farmers will not be able to produce the way they need. They will not have their resources that they need. And it just tees me off when I think about how much folks have to hate people known as Black, and how this system has been used to make white people feel empowered by destroying other countries, destroying other societies, destroying civilizations, colonizing everywhere they go. It's just crazy. Did we get the video? Let's continue the video, because I think that'll help us here understand. Thanks, Luke. Go ahead.
You took everything away from them.
Oh, my God.
I got it to the perfect spot. And then all of a sudden, it's the video itself now. So
oh, my God.
I don't know
God.
What's going on.
I'm going to have to play it myself on my phone because this is ridiculous.
I don't know. You might get to the same exact spot that I try to get it to.
Okay.
And it might buffer as well.
It might buffer as well. Okay, because I've been playing that video all day.
You listened to it too many times. You broke it.
I broke it. Okay, that's about right. I think that's what folks tell me all the time.
I'm kidding.
You broke it. Too funny. So the point of what I'm saying, you guys, is that we're going to talk about this too today, additional conversation around what is occurring in our democracy. Like, let's just take a second to think about what happened the other day when Trump gave his address. What do we call that, Luke, when he speaks to us?
It's the joint address of Congress on the year when you have an inaugural. Most of the time it's called a State of the Union, though.
Okay. Yeah. All that, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So he was talking. Your trumpity-dumpity-doo was Trump talking, trumping. That's what he was doing, trumping. But he was talking, and you know what the Democrats did? The Republicans stood up, gave him a standing ovation, which is crazy to me. Like, what kind of universe are we living in? Are y'all dumb, dumber, and dumber? Because it doesn't make sense. And you know what the Democrats did? They stood up with little signs like they was at an auction. And I just cannot believe the lack of anger, the lack of action, the lack of shutting things down. And that's what I mean about whiteness. This, let's just be pleasant and quiet. Let's just say that we disagree with just about not really saying anything or doing anything and not really disturbing the peace here. I think what the Democrats, the liberals, and the people in the middle need to do is take pages out of Trump and Republicans' handbook. First of all, they are lying. So where are the truths at? Where's the truth tellers? Y'all should be flooding every media outlet, every freaking Facebook, social media outlet with truths. You should be talking about how he's lying. Y'all should be boycotting these addresses. Ain't no way y'all should even be in that space. And then y'all allowed Representative Al Green to be dragged out of the, whatever you want to call it, the Union of Address, State of Address, whatever you want to call it. And y'all did nothing. Y'all sat in silence. And Al Green, a representative of the Congress, I don't know where he's from. What is he from?
Texas.
Y'all let him be dragged out because he was the only one that was disruptive. And that's what y'all white liberals do, and especially in Madison. You allow harm to come to Black bodies, and you just sit in silence with a stupid piece of paper. Okay, so anyway, I'm a little peed off here on the Black Conversion Show. We're going to continue to talk about trumpity-dumpity, the politics, and Democrats need to do something, y'all. Y'all sitting quiet, and our whole democracy and government is falling apart. You're tuned in to the Black Conversion Show with your girl, Brandi Grayson, on 92.7 FM. I'll be back in a jiff.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Listen up, fellow Gen Xers. Elizabeth Banks here. The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the way. We've done this before. Music videos, fanny packs, even the World Wide Web. Let's do it again and get vaccinated, because we're at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Gen X, this is our shot. Visit VaxAssist.com and schedule a vaccine today. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right. I am back. Your girl, the hostess with the mostest, Brandi Grayson on the Black Conversion Show. And Cousin Clyde has decided to show up for work today. Of course, he's late. He'd be on People of Color time, or do we call it Black People time? But he's here today. So welcome in, Cousin Clyde.
I'm back. Hey, y'all.
That's all he got to say. Y'all hear his laugh.
Listen. The days and times are changing around here. So
that's true.
I'm just popping in with my schedule, but I'm here.
Okay, well,
I miss everyone. I miss everyone.
Well, we're happy to have you here today, Cousin Clyde. And prior to break, or when we went on break, I was a little... Oh, a little heated. I've taken a minute to breathe through it.
Good.
As I think about where we're at as a country, I just get really bothered because I really do feel like I'm in a dream and someone needs to smack me awake.
Yeah, no, it's reality.
Yes.
It's our current reality.
And it doesn't make sense. So prior to break, I was speaking to my frustration with Democrats, liberal, and this pleasantness that we have when it comes to standing up against Republicans, standing up against Trump. You guys are just so pleasant that you're going to lead to the destruction of our entire government, the whole fabric of America as we know it. And it just doesn't make sense. Like, you're 10 years from now, we won't have a FDA. We have planes crashing because he fired everybody in FAA. And now you're saying, people are saying, well, that's not because of him. These accidents happen all the time. Since when?
Yeah.
And then you're like trying to fire, like he's firing people, federal employees, and then rehiring him when he finds like, oh, wait, we actually need you guys for security purposes. Yeah. So that just tells us just how dumb he is. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm just bothered with Democrats who show up with these little signs. Like, what was y'all thinking? And who thought of this? And why aren't y'all shutting him down? He shouldn't be able to speak. He shouldn't be able to say nothing. You should be demonstrating your frustration, because remember, the Republicans said grab him by the you-know-what, and they were willing to punch people. They stormed the Capitol. Y'all ain't even saying nothing. Y'all sitting there with silent protests. Girl, bye. Use your white privilege, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm done. I hope I'm done.
No, go on, sister, because we got to have a space, right? We got to be able to talk about it.
Y'all white folks killing me.
It's crazy. So in the, is it State of the Union?
Yes, whatever it was.
They were holding up signs, and it was hilarious, but I saw it at the gym last night, and like, this is our democracy. Like, this is a joke.
It's like, super joke.
The highest office or courts in America, they're holding up signs that say false.
Yeah,
or
legislation,
do your own taxes. Yeah. It's like, get up and throw something. Yeah. Right? Like, go barricade.
Okay, first
the
of
door.
All, do not call Civic Media saying that Brandi Grayson is trying to incite a riot or violence, because you know you guys love that. What I'm saying is use your voice. Get loud with it. Be disturbing. Disturb it. Because, you know, express yourself. When Black Lives Matter happened across the country, it was successful because people was expressing themselves. They were making things inconvenient. Our Democrats, our Congress folks, our local governors and governments and local councils and our Dane County supervisor people, y'all need to be organizing real live protests. Y'all need to be speaking against. Y'all so quiet.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Y'all just around here quiet. That's how y'all are when Black women get abused. That's how y'all are when Black children get murdered.
Yeah.
That's how you are when our country is on fire. You're just quiet.
But you know, the country is on fire, and what they don't know that they're going to get burnt too.
They do know it.
They don't speak up now.
They do know it, but what they'll do is they'll go come to black women like y'all all do, and then expect us to say something. Come on, black women, where are you? We don't know what to do without you.
Fight this fight.
Like, no, we're 92%, and the 92%ers are going to let you burn in your crap, because what will happen as soon as we start marching or organizing and standing up, y'all going to burn us, just like y'all did
like always do.
I was on the front line, which you continue to do to black women who are pushing the agenda of humanity. So anyway,
what do black women do now? When they come knocking at the door.
What I do is laugh. And I'm getting my passport. I mean, I have a passport. I'm working on getting my son's passport. I'm divesting in America. Like, y'all got me messed up. And I'm about to go find me a beach far away, because y'all going to go to war with Canada and Mexico.
Right.
And our people, like our people that sit right on our
border. North America, South America. It's like, I saw something that Canada president said yesterday, and he was like, what you fail to realize is the same way we need America, you guys need Canada.
Yeah.
And I said, this is so true. Like, I could see war happening soon.
What you mean? The president...
Well, it's already started.
Well, I mean, and the president of the United States told your guy, the president of Ukraine, that if he doesn't cooperate, he's going to be responsible for World War III.
He needs a mental evaluation. Like, something needs to be done.
Y'all not listening? And let me just take this time. Again, you're tuned into the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM with your girl, Brandi Grayson.
And your favorite cousin, Clyde.
So this makes me think about this black dude. I think his name is Isaiah. Weird dude. He's from Madison. He was talking about how he was voting for Trump. And I remember seeing him at Mad Lit, because, you know, this is a local station. Mad Lit is a program that happens on State Street in Madison in the summertime. And it's just like,
please,
bands.
Don't come visit us.
No, don't visit us. Don't visit us. But it's a really nice free event that happens on State Street a few times in the summertime. Anyway, last year I'm talking to him, and he's in all pink, and like, he just...
It's weird.
He's weird.
But I said that.
Yeah, he's weird. And he was saying, like, I'm educated, and you just don't like a black brother that's educated, and we have to vote for Trump because Trump is going to make sure black people okay, and he gave HBCs money and all this. And I just think about him right now, and I want to call him and say, what are you doing right now? What are you thinking? Are you still the person that, like, they are on the social media saying that, oh, he's just clearing the house, he's just putting things back, we have too many exports anyway, or imports from China anyway, we need American jobs, y'all.
They're so quiet now.
No, but they're not, though. They're just like regurgitating things that are nonsense and doesn't make sense. If we wanted American jobs, if we wanted factories, then we invest here. We don't destroy the bridge that we're receiving our products before we build a system to supply our own product. It doesn't make sense. And can we also just acknowledge that we actually don't train our children to work in manufacturing jobs? We don't train them to be STEM. We don't train them to do manufacturing. We don't train them in We don't teach them trade. We don't teach them accounting. We don't teach construction. Yeah. Y'all, we are so lacking in empowerment and making sure that we as
are
a country
stable.
And society have what we need to continue to build and grow. So even if, for example, this was Trump's purpose, let's give him the benefit of doubt, that he wants to bring American jobs back home, you don't end the products and then come back and say, let's give you jobs. Where's the manufacturers going to come from? Who's the people that's going to work it? You're sending immigrants away and, you know, deporting. Who's going to work our farms?
Yeah.
Who's going to work our restaurants?
We barely want to be waiters and waitress and all of that. Like,
let's get this clear. What people known as black will not do anymore is be your slave.
That's
so
a fact.
I don't care if I have to fight dying. You will not catch me in your field, sister.
Spray pennies off the ground. Okay. I'm not going to work for no food.
No, I'm not going to work in your hotels. I'm not going to be your nanny. Your baby will not be sucking from my breast anymore. So
wrong.
I don't know what y'all thinking, because our immigrants are part of our economy. They give so much.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm done ranting. You can tell I'm a little bothered. Go ahead, Chad.
But you can be bothered.
I just called Clad Chad.
She can be bothered. It is okay. I just hope that everyone is doing what you're doing, right? After feeling the moment, being in the moment, finding a way to escape, finding a way to get back to you.
Yeah.
Because that's going to really be needed. I think a lot of us are waking up in 2025 on edge.
On edge, we should be in sweats.
Yeah.
We should be outraged. And I don't know if enough of us are outraged and enough white people are outraged, or our media's not showing us the outrage. outrage. Either way, we need to get out here and tell the story. We need to shut down everything.
Yeah.
Like, we have to remember that no systems, institutions exist or can work without the function of individuals, okay?
Yeah.
Just know the powers in the people. You're tuned in to the Black Conversion Show here on 92.7 FM WMDX with your girl, Brandi Grayson.
And your favorite cousin, Clyde.
We ain't done with the tea or the politics or with the talking the crap. So you want to return for more?
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A 14-year-old is facing a murder charge in New Jersey's largest city. Authorities say he killed Newark police officer Joseph Escana in a Friday night shooting. Mayor Roz Baraka said,
"We just have to do a better job. I have to do a better job. Our families have to do a better job. The community has to do a better job at making sure that our children are not handling guns in the street, shooting at police officers."
Five people are in custody. Another officer was shot and suffered non-life-threatening injuries. At least 20 people died in overnight Russian strikes across Ukraine. Follow the U.S. cutting off Ukraine's access to commercial satellite data as the White House urges Ukraine to accept a peace agreement. After a week of uncertainty over President Trump's proposed trade war, he added more uncertainty Friday, threatened to impose tariffs on Canadian dairy and lumber, saying it's retaliation for Canadian policies. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's the Bucks against the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with back-to-back games at home. Tonight against the Orlando Magic. Tomorrow night against the Cavaliers. Milwaukee has won four in a row. Bucks shooting guard A.J. Green.
I feel like we've just come together more as a team and are continuing to trust each other more and have been putting a lot of focus on that. And so I think you've been able to see that for us and how we played. And it's just going to be continuing to take next steps with that, you know, on defense and continuing to do it consistently on offense.
NFL, only four players have played 16 years or more in Green Bay. Bart Starr, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, and kicker Mason Crosby, who retired yesterday.
I am a culture, team, relationship guy. That's why Green Bay was perfect for me. You know, I chose to stay here over and over again. Never went to free agency until my last year. I chose this place as it chose me, and God's plan was set in place a long time ago that this was where I was supposed to be, and I'm thankful for that every day.
That's Mason Crosby with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunny and breezy, highs in the upper 40s. Clear tonight, 27. Sunshine and mid-50s for Sunday. Nice on Monday, sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, 57. Wednesday's high around 53.
Right now, it's 37.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. In a brief to the North Carolina Court of Appeals, a bipartisan group of former county election directors urged the court to reject a claim that as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible last November. And a former state Supreme Court justice is arguing in another appeals case that gerrymandering by the state legislature is akin to stuffing the ballot box. We followed the claims from state Supreme Court candidate Jefferson Griffin that as many as 65,000 registered eligible voters had incomplete registrations in a race he lost by 734 votes to incumbent Justice Allison Riggs. The race is the only unresolved election in the country. In late February, a bipartisan group of 42 former county election directors filed a brief outlining why the voters should be considered valid and concluding, "The citizens of North Carolina who obey the laws and the direction of the elections administrators should not have their votes discarded." In another North Carolina case, former state Supreme Court Justice Bob Orr is arguing in state appeals court that the legislature's gerrymandered voting districts manipulate election outcomes. By packing voters by party into a district, he argues, it violates the state constitution's guarantee of free elections with a fair count. Orr told the Charlotte News and Observer, if they can't stuff the ballot box, how can they stuff the voter pool? We have more on both cases at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, Amy Horak will join us. She's from David J. Frank with a horticultural report.
And we'll have the new location of the newly name-branded White House.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Okay, I want to dance now, Luke. Okay, I feel like I'm at a rave. Okay, right.
Giving drag show.
Right, not the drag show. You're tuned into the Black Conversion Show here on 92.7 FM. I got so excited. I forgot where we were at with your girl, Brandi Grayson.
And your favorite cousin, Clyde.
Okay, I want you guys to know I did give the finger because it was like we are in the middle of a hostile government takeover. And I am just
And that's how we feel.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with us? I feel like... Are we psychotic? I'm about to move southeast. I mean, like South Asia or something, Thailand or...
You're not wrong.
I don't know, but I'm going to start going to the black web. How do you get to the black web, y'all, and search? Because I need to search outside of Google because they're in cahoots with Trump. Yeah. So I'm not going to get the information I need. Is there a way to get to the black web?
I feel like you can Google it first.
Luke, how you
gotta be careful. It's the dark web.
Oh, it's that black. Yeah, okay, because you know my world.
I want to make sure. Are we talking about the black web or the dark web? Because I know those might be two different things. I'm not sure.
Okay, the dark web. Okay,
but I don't mess around with that stuff. I know some people that do, and I'm just like,
what is it anyway? What does that even mean?
Everything dark.
It's like the wild, wild west of the internet. So okay. It's like you lose a lot of the. I mean, the internet is a really complex thing that we all don't think a whole lot about.
Nope.
And so, like, when you peel away, like, Google and Facebook and all, like, the outward-facing things that we use.
The numbers in the background, the matrix.
And you go into that side of things, there's a lot of, like, cliffs and things that you can fall into and data that you can find and IP addresses and stuff like that. And
oh, my God.
It's complex. I don't mess around with that.
The things that they don't want or normal social media banned, like, people getting killed.
I hope we all ban that.
Yeah, it's on the get to the dark web. You're gonna see.
I just want to figure out how I can find the truth. Like, where can I go live and get a working visa to teach English? Because I think I could teach some English, even though I can't spell that well.
Anywhere outside of America.
No, where can I get the visa where it's likely where bombs won't happen when they drop and it's not in the military pathway? Because I want y'all to know.
That's a good question.
Dane County, it housed F-35. Right, and they carry nuclear weapons, and bombs. So if there is a war, just know that those planes are going to be taken off from Madison, Wisconsin, and anything can happen. I'm just saying, where can I move to that I'm far away from the war? Because I feel like if we have World War III, it's going to come right into America, and we've never had that on our land before.
Yeah.
Because now we don't have the protection and the relationships of our allies, like Europe. Like he's even trying to
Canada.
Canada,
Mexico.
Well, they ain't our allies. We need Europe.
They're not our allies.
They allies. We talking about war.
You know, when war took place, a lot of our enemies moved through those. Well, tried to move through those countries. When we just saw the Russian ships. They were off by Cuba.
Like, yeah, but we don't mess with Cuba. Remember, Cuba, we don't like Cuba because Cuba don't like us. And we killed Cuba president. I don't know if they have presidents, but anyway. But anyway, I'm trying to figure out where I can go. So if you know where I can go on a visa and go teach, I'm going to just do work international and do Urban Triage International.
That's
so
smart.
I'll be gone in about a year or so, y'all, because this is just too much for me. And, you know, Urban Triage still exists, but I'm about to divest. Just know that. Anyway, moving on. I want you guys... to hear this clip from our girl Jasmine Crockett, representative out of
Texas.
I was wrong last week. I said Houston, but she's from Dallas.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. You know, we get a little confused. Texas is so big.
Yeah, it's a big state.
But she's one of the Democrats that has been loud and very articulate about her concerns about Trump and what's occurring. Mm-hmm. And she's one of maybe a handful of folks that are loud. But I want to play this clip because to sum it up, this is how I feel. Go ahead with it, Luke.
This is not what we should be doing. I don't even know why we fight with Greenland. Why we fight with Greenland? We fight with Canada. We fight with Mexico. Yet we in love with Putin. What is happening? Like, this is not America. This is a terrible nightmare. Somebody slap me and wake me up because I'm ready to get on with it.
Okay, don't worry, y'all. Luke's going to blurt that out on the actual recording. I put it in the email.
I know. Okay, I have to do it in post because you sent me the email right before we started recording.
Okay, cool. Okay, so we're fine. It's fine, you know,
we're
but
good.
On the record.
Nobody heard anything. Facebook,
I didn't hear anything.
Our Facebook friends may have heard it during
fine.
The recording session,
they're fine.
But nobody on the broadcast airwaves
okay, yeah,
will
they're,
hear anything.
Cool, they're fine. Cool. They're fine. But that's how I feel. So it's okay.
Yeah. Like, get on with it. For real. Because we, again, are waking up in panic mode. And that is not healthy for us.
But like, it's not at all. But I want to get into the conversations about what power Trump has. Because a lot of times, we ourselves don't understand the branches of government. And again, we have the legislation branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch. Did I pronounce that right?
Judicial.
Okay, I got that. Okay, see, I'm talking about to teach English. I can't pronounce words or spell it.
In another country, you're going to be amazing.
Clyde's got a great job of curve. In another country, you'll be amazing.
Girl, I crack myself up. So the legislation branch is like Congress and Senate folks in the House. I think we call it the House of Representatives. Is that right?
Yeah.
So those folks, they write the laws. They're supposed to write the laws, propose the laws, and then the laws get sent to the executive branch, and that's the president, right? And under the executive branch is also all of our federal agencies. So when Trump is saying, I'm doing an executive order and firing people, that's his power. It's in his power to eliminate the eliminate federal agencies. And then we have our judiciary branch, and that's like the Supreme Court. And their job is to interpret said laws. Now, our executive branch, when the legislation sends the executive branch the law, he could either agree with it. I don't know if they call it amended, but he could amend it or he could veto it. Right. Mm-hmm. And also, let's just get into this video right quick, because I want you guys to understand what position you put us in as America when you voted all branches of legislation or segments of the legislation Republican and not just Republican, but Republican what would we call it? Cult members of Trump. Like, it's one thing to be a Republican or moderate or not agree with the Democrats, but it's another thing to be in this cult or this place with the Project 2025 and the Heritage Foundation. It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
So let's listen to this 1 minute clip real quick.
Without the support of Congress, the president and the vice president can make significant decisions, but they also have significant constraints placed upon them. The president leads what's called the executive branch of the U.S. government, which is most of what we think of when we think of the government. It's the FBI, it's NASA, it's the military, it's all the federal departments. But they're constrained by two primary things. One is federal law, and one is the power of the purse. Federal law is made by Congress, which is at the moment in the hands of the Republican Party, both in the House and the Senate. They have to pass laws that the president can sign. Those laws are also subject to interpretation by the Supreme Court, which determines whether they're constitutional or not. The other constraint is the power of the purse. As long as it's within the law, the president can order the executive agencies to do anything that he wants them to, assuming that there is money for it. Congress can exhibit control either by passing a law prohibiting them from doing so, or by cutting off federal appropriations, thus rendering those programs without funding.
Right. So then the question becomes, where can and what should Congress be doing to ring the president of the United States in? I think that's the question, because he has so much power in terms of laws. I think they need to cut off the purse. They need to cut off this dodge, whatever that is. That's a huge power. They can cut off funding to this. What does dodge even stand for? This thing that they put together under Elon Musk. What does that stand for?
Well, they claim it's the Department of Government Efficiency.
Okay. Mm. And guess who pays for that? We do. We're paying millions to.
Yeah.
No, to who? We don't even know them. They're not appointed. They're not. They wasn't even like vetted. Like, they're not. They're just these young people who are looking at things and saying we don't need it no more. And then putting forth all this false information to us. And we're not doing anything about it. So Congress would, I would think normally would use the power of the purse to cut off funding, but they can't even do that because they are controlled by Trump. Like, it's like Trump is in Congress and in the executive branch. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It's scary, but it just goes to show our democracy is a joke. And hopefully one of the good things that come from this fallout is that when we figure out that our democracy shouldn't run our country, the people should run the country.
Well, the people are running the country because people voted on him, yeah. And people are allowing certain things to go without being checked. So we allowed our president to what you call that when you expunge people or you let them out of jail? What do you call
pardon.
That? Pardon. I don't know why, yeah. I can never remember that word. But we allowed him to pardon people who committed treason, yeah. Right, against the United States. And then we allowed him to bring in billionaires and appoint them and to run our country without our permission. And we are allowing it.
Yeah, the 1%.
I just don't understand this, y'all. He's writing laws and executive orders to give billionaires like zero tax obligations.
Yeah.
And people that are middle class that we think we're doing okay, including myself right now, you're going to get the brunt of this.
Yeah.
I'm already at a 33% tax bracket, meaning that every dollar I make, 33% goes to the federal government. And now you mean to tell me my money won't even support the protection of my food, the medication, SNAP programs, Medicaid, the things that I actually don't mind funding. So what am I funding?
Yeah.
More billionaires?
Yeah.
More golf trips?
And this is where the people literally have to take over at this point. Like, we literally have to say we're not doing this.
So,
because we have the power to do that.
But when, and this is what I was telling, and you're listening to the Black Conversion Show, y'all, on 92.7 FM with your girl, Brandi Grayson, and
your favorite cousin, Clyde.
Yeah, you know, I'm just really on fire today about what's happening. I don't know why, y'all. I usually talk about more things than this. We didn't even do a check-in. We didn't even talk about Black love. I'm just over here just mad because it's, I don't know.
But in good news, did you hear that Kamala pulled herself out of the California race to potentially run for president in 2028?
If we have anything to run, did you not? Trump said.
Well, that's the good news.
Oh my God, did y'all see the commercial of Trump and his, the AI commercial created of him taking over Gaza?
I saw it.
Yeah. You didn't see it?
No.
It was an AI, Trump Gaza, and it was, yeah.
It was a golden statue of this white man in Africa. Wherever Gonza is. Where's Gonza?
One thing about Africa, they're not going to play that.
Where's Gonza?
Gaza is like right in the middle of the Middle East, which is kind of where Africa, Asia, and Europe all meet.
This white man. Y'all, this is what I'm saying. Like, are we dumb or dumber? Like, it's just like a dream. A white man saying he's gonna take over land in right now, modern times, and he literally is marketing a commercial of him in gold. And y'all laughing and cheering. Like, what is wrong with y'all? Is y'all away?
No, this is crazy. But he only get 4 years, sis.
Bro.
I know we might not make it. It's to about 4 years.
He is literally a dictatorship. He literally bought the White House. He literally bought America. And y'all are just allowing him to buy America. And then you're allowing us to pay for his golf trips and his Super Bowl trips. And you're mad about providing milk to babies? You're mad about providing insurance?
Eggs is like $8.99 now. This is getting out of control.
Y'all, I don't know. I'm just really upset.
Gas is going up.
Y'all going to be walking. And don't call Urban Triage because this dude, the federal funding that we was most nonprofits are supported by federal funding, y'all.
Yeah.
From all of our agriculture programs, and that just brings me to this. I just have to breathe a little bit.
Yeah,
I need
we gotta
to
figure
meditate.
That out.
So I want to remind you guys that it is my birthday. And for my birthday, Brandi Grayson's birthday, I would like for you to buy a ticket to our Black Brilliance Gala on Saturday, May 31st at the Overture Center for the Arts. Tickets will go on sale the week of March 14th on our website, which is urbantriage.org. That's urbantriage.org. And also, I need you to nominate your favorite nonprofit leaders, your favorite direct service providers, your health care providers, your school, your teachers. Now, again, this is for Black direct service providers. Nominate your sheroes and your heroes. Let us celebrate them. And yes. I want unsung heroes, not folks that's always in the front or people that we're like, that's our leader. No, he's not.
Yeah.
It's the people that's working one-on-one with our children.
Yeah.
It's the people that's going out in our community serving hot meals. It's the folks who are providing daycare and free childcare for people to get to work that lives in our neighborhood. Those are the folks I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I want you to nominate a Black nonprofit organization that is doing the work unapologetically, serving all those who are vulnerable. You can also find sponsorship opportunities on our website at urbantriage.org. Shout out to Unity Point Health. They have sponsored, I think, at the equity level. Shout out to Civic Media. I don't know what level they're sponsoring, but they will sponsor, and I will let you know when they decide. And shout out to the Farley Center. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a jiff on the Black Conversion Show with your girl, Brandi Grayson. Y'all see how I shifted up? Like, I went from really, like, animated, took a
but
breath.
But you're handling it, right?
And calm down. So be back, because I'm not done being animated here on 96. I said 96. 92.7 FM with my guy, Clyde.
Your favorite cousin, Clyde.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, all right. That beat hard. You tuned in to the Black Conversion Show, on 92.7 FM, WMDX. And
okay.
I could be a rapper in my other life, but I forgot to pursue it. I'm just kidding. It's your girl, Brandi Grayson, and my
your
co-host.
Favorite cousin, Clyde.
All right, y'all, we about to wrap things up. I know you guys were like, ooh, girl, you have set a breathful. And I always do. You know what I mean? It's just
and that's okay.
It's my ADHD mind.
That's all right.
But let's check in. We never checked in. We're going to check out. How about that? Ooh, I like
yeah.
it. We're going to check in, so we go check out. All
I like
right.
that.
Okay, so how are you, Clyde?
I'm doing well. You know, it's 2025. I've been really busy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for the cold to go away because I have like this whole seasonal allergies thing. And mm-hmm. so I'm usually a little congested. So if you guys can hear it in my voice,
yeah,
the fans are probably like,
that
don't sound, I know, right? They're like, he's not sound right. But I'm okay. It's seasonal allergies, I promise. And
Speaking Ooh.
Of, right? But for me, I am practicing grace and mercy. For others, I've given myself a lot of grace and mercy last year. I was really lazy, so I was like, you're okay.
Yeah.
But in this year, like, just when people are doing wrong, I'm just giving them a little grace and mercy
uh-huh.
and just being like, it's okay. People make mistakes.
Yeah.
And then I'm also practicing living in the moment.
That's good.
So I won't look up at 80 years old and not have lived life.
That's
so
good.
Those are the two things that I'm working on this season.
I like it.
What about you, sister?
I'm working on all kind of stuff, but I have fallen off in the last couple weeks. I've been very tired and exhausted.
Me too. Sorry.
It's good.
I was very tired January.
Yeah.
And half of February.
Well, I started off January really strong, doing what I need to do, being healthy, being energetic. And then I went to this conference a couple weeks ago, and it kind of sucked the life out of me. Because it's hard to be around people who talk about equity and diversity up north when I know who you voted for. So it just kind of sucked the life out of me. It's kind of what you feel in Madison when people talk about diversity and vulnerable people, but your actions don't align. And I
yeah.
mean, like we talked about last time you were here 500 years ago, Clyde, but we talked about
that was not even subtle.
I know, right?
That was just, that was twist of knife.
Okay, but what we talked about last time was how local government is really hard for people known as Black and local government. They're always trying to play the party line and get reelected or get voted in. So no one takes hard stance. They literally, people known as Black and politics in Madison and Dane County, Wisconsin, across the nation, too often mimic what white people did in the state of address. Like, really quiet. You're not saying anything. You don't even support the Black women that's doing the work. You're not showing up. I have never had anyone in politics in Dane County support what we do in any way, even when we're making loud noise. For example, Urban Triage just launched a transitional house facility, just opened last
week.
Thank you very much.
I sent some of my kids over.
Oh, good. Thank you very much.
No problem.
And you guys, we receive referrals directly from Dane County social workers from foster, for foster children or youth who are about to age out of foster care or what have you. So that's how it's working right now. That can change very soon in the future. But I share that to say I haven't received any like politics or like, hey, look at what this Black organization is doing. If I was another leader, I'm not going to name names, right? But if I was a male leader, y'all would have called me. You'd have did photo ops. I also want to give a shout out to Greater Chamber of Madison. Or is it Greater Chamber of Madison or Chamber Greater? Something like that. I think I got it right. But I want to give a shout out to, because they showed up for our open house. They provided the scissors. They provided the ribbon. And they held the ribbon. Where was the Black Chamber? I don't know. Where were the other Black? I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, as a Black woman who has done revolutionary work, radical work, historical work, made
and
room.
And is doing.
And is doing. And made room for everybody else to enter these spaces. Where are y'all? And that's an example of how we don't do the work of supporting the people that we need to support. I'm not mad. I'm a little mad, but it feels a little different.
But it's okay to be upset about things like that, especially when you're doing the work. Because after a while, that can destroy you, right?
It's exhausting.
Yes.
It fatigues you.
Yeah. But, you know, what keeps us going is our village.
Yeah.
Because I know your village showed up, right?
Yeah,
and your people showed up.
And shout out to my board, because I love y'all.
Yeah. So those things matter. So continue to do the great work. Yeah. I sent some of my 18-plus kids over. And they enjoyed themselves.
Good.
They talked about how beautiful the house was. I was like, of course.
Of course. Right, we don't do nothing but excellence and brilliance.
Yeah.
So what happened? We had one article, one news people showed up.
I saw that. Who was
just
that?
Just one. That was Channel 27.
I seen that.
And they wrote an article and they said a nonprofit organization. They didn't say Urban Triage, which was weird, because why wouldn't you say Urban Triage in the title of the newspaper? But that's what anti-Blackness looked like. And because I'm speaking of it, they might not ever do it again. Now, shout out to the journalist, Lucas, who always wants to come because he has to get permission from his editor, right? Mm-hmm. And he sent me an email like, girl, I want to come. This is amazing. Thank you guys for your work. So shout out to you. I see you. I appreciate you. Shout out to all the Black journalists who supported our Black History fundraiser. They showed up at the Madison restaurant. I took a picture with all our Black journalists, you know, but they don't get to cover what they want to cover either.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, like, do better. So that's how I'm feeling, but I have been working on practicing what I preach. It's been a really challenging couple weeks for Urban Triage. We're facing a lot of questionable freezes. The money that's in our budget for the next 2 years, over $3 million is frozen because of Trumpity Dumpity. So there's a lot of questions for our organizations and I'm trying not to panic, but it's on my heart. It's in my stomach, because I employ the people we serve and I offer them opportunities that most people will not offer them. So it's my job to make sure they stay employed, right? So that's been sitting on my heart, and then trying to navigate that with managing my staff, because they're feeling a little anxiety, which means that shows up, and then we end up co-regulating and trying not to snap on them or trying to keep them right. And girl, boy, everybody, it's a job.
Yeah. But you got it, though, right?
Amen.
The race is given to the fastest person that can run, and that's you. So you got this. Like, stay in prayer. I think after these conferences, after these meetings, after these ribbon cuttings, you have to make sure you stay in prayer, because they're going to always come for us spiritually, physically, mentally, and
that's
emotionally.
Real.
And you got this, because you're human too. And grace and mercy. You got to give yourself grace and mercy.
Yes, I've been trying to work on that. And shots.
But
everybody.
You're doing it. You're doing it. We got to change our language. I've been, or I like, or I'm trying. No,
I'm
you're doing it.
I like that.
You're doing it.
Affirming. I also want to give a shout out to my daughter who just had a birthday too. Shout out to you, Antavia Grayson.
Aww.
She is my oldest child. She just turned, I believe, 31? Okay, all right. Yes, 31. I try to forget her age because it makes me age. Girl, you ain't 31. But shout out to you. Shout out to my tribe. Shout out to my children. And shout out to my partner. He's been working really hard to get right, be right. And it's hard for a lot of reasons for people known as black in our relationships, as we often talk about. But he's been working really hard. I see you, boo. I see you.
We see you.
And I'll smack you still. I told him the other day.
Ain't no smack. Brandy is not smacking nobody, y'all. She just talking, okay?
I'll be like, well,
y'all be taking stuff literal.
They do.
Like Jesus.
Then they're going to go to his shop, Inspire Barber Shop in East Town, and be like, she be abusing you, Brian.
You need to speak up.
Speak up and say something.
He don't be getting abused. Yeah. He all right.
He's all right. But remember to look up the candidates. This is an election year, April 1st. The Dane County lady is running again, or you got to vote for her. I don't understand that, but I'm not going to speak on it.
We'll talk about it next week. We'll get it all together for you.
Yeah, next week. But get out, learn your candidates, vote, show up, vote. Don't vote like you did for the presidential election, okay? I'll just say that. Don't do that anymore, okay?
She's stinging y'all today.
You're listening to the Black Conversion Show with your favorite black woman, Brandy Grayson. Show up next week on 92.7 FM with my guy,
your favorite cousin Clyde.
Peace, love, and hair grease, y'all.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, we're going to hear all about the Apollo Showcase in Milwaukee. Also, are you considering keeping bees? We'll kick that around. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Russia with a deadly overnight barrage on Ukraine coming a day after the U.S. pressed pause on sharing intelligence with Ukraine. ABC's Lama Hassan has the latest.
Russian forces pounding Ukraine's regions of Donetsk, Kharkiv, Odessa, and Kherson, killing at least 20 people and injuring 55 others, including 5 children. And the death toll is rising.
A police officer in New Jersey's largest city shot and killed in the line of duty Friday while investigating illegal guns. Another officer injured. A 14-year-old is in custody facing murder charges. President Trump threatening to impose steep tariffs on all lumber and dairy from Canada just one day after pausing his trade war with Canada and Mexico, and concerned that older Americans could be denied Social Security payments as Elon Musk's Doge teams begins sifting through $1.6 trillion worth of Social Security payments and records that include your name, date of birth, and how much you earn. This is ABC News.